From KQED in San Francisco, this is Perspectives, the daily commentary series bringing you the personal experiences and insight of KQED's own Northern California listeners.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Acura, featuring the all-new 7-passenger MDX. More information is available at Acura.com. Support for this public radio podcast comes from AARP, committed to championing the future of every generation, from health and finances to volunteering and travel. Learn more at AARP.org.
I see these ads on television telling me that my generation is going to redefine retirement. The ads show a baby boomer-age couple out skateboarding, soaring in a glider, or sailing on their 20-foot yacht. The next shot shows the couple meeting with a financial person. They're all smiling because their long-term investments in stocks, mutual funds, and 401ks have done well. Well enough to buy that mountain cabin in Vermont. The ad presumes that all baby boomers are rich and ready to retire. It says we can all expect to be sailing and living in a resort somewhere. I'm a baby boomer, and I resent the assumption that we're all rich. I don't see myself in a retirement community anytime soon, if ever. But I am concerned how I'll support myself wherever I live. A sizable segment of the 80 million people that make up the boomer population are not in solid financial shape. Only 25% of boomers will retire on Easy Street. Another 15% own nothing and will be at the mercy of family, friends, and the government. The rest of us, 60% or 48 million people, are in the middle of the financial quagmire. We'll be casting about with our middle-class incomes for a way to survive. Government studies say our generation made more money than our parents did at the same age. But we didn't save for retirement. Those of us in the middle bracket will be okay as long as we keep working till we're 75 and can get enough Social Security and Medicare to squeak by. Smart boomers worked at a large organization for 20 years. They may retire with lifetime medical benefits, just as long as those employers don't cancel them and yank the benefits out from under those new knee replacements. Longer life is good as long as you can afford it. As for me, I'm going back to the 60s. I think I'll form a commune. Remember when a bunch of people moved in together to share rent, food, and chores? Seems like a good idea all over again. With a perspective, I'm Jerry Spieler.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the Internet at lchb.com.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from AARP, committed to championing the future of every generation, from health and finances to volunteering and travel. Learn more at aarp.org.